Next up, we have Michael Thompson. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I know you've had a long day. So Senator Deschambault, Representative Warren, distinguished members of the committee, my name is Michael Thompson. I'm a resident of Camden, Maine, and the project manager for Whole Oceans Atlantic Salmon Aquaculture Facility in Bucksport. Our goal is to humanely raise salmon from eggs to maturity in land-based tanks at the site of the former Verso paper mill. And I'm here to testify in support of LD 1473. The United States currently imports over 90% of the salmon that we see in our grocery stores and restaurants, and land-based production in Maine will provide a locally grown alternative to these offshore imports. Replacing some of these imports with fish raised in Maine will reduce greenhouse gas emissions associated with long-distance shipping and improves food security. Our project has already provided jobs as we prepare for construction, and we look forward to providing more jobs for Maine's economy as we build and operate the project in the near future. Our facility, as you heard, has received approvals from the Maine Department of Environmental Protection and the town of Bucksport. The state of Maine has also issued a land-based aquaculture facility license for the project. These and other regulatory approvals indicate that the project will meet Maine's strict environmental standards, and we're pleased to do so. But in designing our facility, our architects and engineers have struggled with how to apply MUBEC codes intended for schools, hospitals, office buildings, to a simple steel frame building covering fish tanks. Maine law provides that buildings that house livestock and harvested crops are exempt from MUBEC for good reason. While we in our industry as a whole have always considered farm-raised salmon to be livestock and a harvested crop, it's not clear in Maine law that land-based aquaculture facilities are exempt from MUBEC. LD 1473 would clarify this matter and ensure that our facilities receive the same treatment under MUBEC as buildings that house other kinds of livestock and harvested crops. If LD 1473 were to pass, land-based aquaculture facilities would still come under a host of codes, potentially including Maine's adoption of the National Electrical Code, Life Safety Code, and Fire Code. Our tanks and buildings over them would also be designed by Maine professional engineers and architects following published design criteria. We'd work with the town of Bucksport and the fire marshal as necessary to identify those specific codes and design standards that apply to our facility, just as would happen for any other building that houses livestock and is exempt from MUBEC. As the aquaculture industry looks for where to place facilities around the world within the United States, Maine stands to build on its strong reputation for sustainably grown food. But if Maine is to attract these facilities, it should consider laws and regulations that are consistent with other states. To the best of our knowledge, other land-based aquaculture facilities in the U.S. are exempt from the Uniform Building and Energy Code, and Whole Oceans would welcome similar consideration by the state of Maine. So thank you again for your time. We appreciate it, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for your testimony. I'm going to start with Representative Morales and then Representative Pluker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
Are you located in other states with this operation?
We have a facility right now in British Columbia called Katara that's up and operating, and we're looking at other sites in other parts of the country.
This works pretty well.
So this would be your first in the U.S.?
The first operating in the U.S., correct.
Okay. And as far as the exemption that you're seeking, is that, I mean, it seems to me, has there been a cost estimate of how much it would cost to put the sprinkling system in? I think that's the major issue with cost.
Yeah, it's, there's more to it than a sprinkler system. It's the people that invest in these projects invest all across the country and around the world. And so when you look to Maine regulation, it clearly has this exemption in MUBEC for agriculture and livestock. And so the question they have is, why aren't we considering aquaculture as a similar use? Why aren't we exempt? So that's number one that's causing a lot of pause. But MUBEC is really in large part intended, again, for hospitals, buildings, schools, building for their people in them. And this, the way these systems work, it's a series of tanks covered by a steel building. And we open the doors at a regular basis. The air comes in. It's like a barn. So the things that cause pause, one is the sprinkler system that you heard about, and that can be $9 million or more. But the other part that really gets us is the air handling systems. They can be $24 million to make it meet the code as if it were an office building or a school. And if we were to treat this like a barn, we're familiar with barns. If it's hot, you open the doors. If we're bringing feed in, we throw the doors open. We're shipping fish out, we throw the doors open. Fresh air comes in and goes out. But really, these buildings are designed to keep the fish alive and thriving. The people aren't in them all the time. They come in and check on fish periodically, but they're going to be off mostly in an office building nearby that would come under move back. So again, it's why is Maine not considering this an agricultural use, because they're clearly exempt from move back. And then there's the specifics, the air handling, the sprinkler system, and then some of the specifics of the code that really relate to buildings that are mostly airtight. You're not opening and closing doors and windows all the time, and that have people in them all day long.
Okay, thank you. That's a little clearer. So it's about the ventilation system as well. Is it a ventilation system, or are you talking about emissions?
No, it's the ventilation, the air handling of the system. Within MUBEC, you have to meet certain air criteria. And again, those are really designed for energy efficiency in buildings that house people, that you're not throwing open doors and things like that to move feed and fish and things like that around.
Thank you.
Representative Pluker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think Representative Morales might have gotten to this. So my initial question was, is it just the sprinklers? But you're saying it's sprinklers and air handling requirements. Oh,
it's a whole host. MUBEC in itself is 800 pages long, and all the other codes that go with it are thousands. Those are the major ones. There are a lot of little ones that all add up to things that, again, appropriate if it's a school or an office or a hospital you're making. But when you get into these agricultural settings where you're just housing livestock, which salmon are, they just don't fit. They're square pegs in a round hole. And that's where we're sort of stuck as we design these things to try to make it fit in the type of building that we have for the fish. Again, happy to do it for our office buildings, things like that. That makes sense. But when you're talking about the buildings that are really just housing the animals, it's a challenge.
So to be clear, a specific exemption for sprinklers does not, or air handling equipment does not work for your
company. Because then you would have to go down the list of all 800 plus pages, and we carve out all the other ones to say, here are the questions. And the fire marshals, the code enforcement officers are all very helpful, saying, look, we'll help you understand the code. But there are so many portions of it that, again, if I was designing the office building for the facility, no problem at all. But when it comes to the livestock buildings, then you're just going down a whole long checklist. So really, the proposed legislation just makes it very clear: land-based aquaculture is exempt because it is an agricultural use with livestock in it. If you start getting into amending specific things like sprinkler systems and air handling systems and ventilation and thickness of insulation, you're going to have probably hundreds of pages of legislation.
Thank you. I just want to highlight in the current statute, it doesn't mention anything about agriculture. It does say that buildings used to house livestock are not subject to the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code. And you're essentially, or your lawyers are questioning whether or not your crop is livestock.
Well, we think it is. It's always considered livestock. And there are other places in Maine's law where livestock is defined to include organisms grown in an aquacultural setting. So there's that inconsistency right there, that in one place in Maine law, livestock clearly includes fish grown in an aquacultural setting. It's also defined as a harvested crop. Now you flip over to MUBEC and it's not included.
So who is telling you that this law does not exempt you?
Well, it started with the code enforcement officers saying that they because it doesn't specifically say define livestock in the MUBEC code, then they felt that, well, it must apply.
And that's the code enforcement officer in Bucksport.
In Bucksport. And then going, the fire marshal, again, I think it gives them pause too. The other thing I'll point out in MUBEC, not to get all technical, but there's an appendix called Group U Buildings. Group U buildings are for agriculture, but Group U does not apply unless the state specifically adopts Group U when it enables MUBEC. MUBEC's a national code. Maine didn't do that. Maine exempted livestock buildings and buildings that have harvested crops. So it just set aside Group U buildings. So we don't even know if Group U buildings can apply because they weren't adopted by Maine when Lubeck was adopted.
Thank you very much.
And this clarifies that if you include it in there, then we're done, we're happy, we go back and finish our design. And again, we'd work with all the regulatory authorities to say, well, these are the exact codes that we're going to be building to. And there are dozens and dozens of those. It's just trying to get clarity on Lubeck because we're clearly livestock, we're clearly a harvested crop. Elsewhere in Maine law, land or aquaculture, organisms grown in aquacultural settings meet those definitions. It just was something, as was said earlier, when these codes were adopted, no one even knew what land-based aquaculture was. So it's just this internal glitch between two sets of regulations in the state of Maine that we're seeking to clarify.
Thank you.
Mr. Thompson, I'm wondering if you're going to be able to be at the work session, which will be next week, and we'll announce it. Is your plan to come to the work session when we announce it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, whatever helps. I know this is highly technical, and so I'm happy to, I don't want to become overly technical, but I'm happy to get into the details in a workshop.
Thank you so much. I'm going to encourage the two members with their hands up. If you have a burning question that you need right now tonight, let's go for it. But if there's something that you can get answered in the work session, we still have folks that are here to testify. I'm going to ask that you do that. Representative Reckitt.
Well, they're burning questions for me, but I guess what I'd like you to do is bring an answer to these questions to the work session, perhaps, or let us know beforehand. The two things that are burning questions for me are the one I raised a while back in terms of the plans to recycle the waste from these facilities rather than dumping stuff in the bay, wherever the bay is in relation to these to the facility. The other is the whether or not there's been a consideration made on the impact of the whole facility on Maine's carbon footprint, because I'm worried about, we're having huge endeavors to keep that, eliminate carbon, and I would be guessing that this is going to be an impact on that. So if you could bring an answer to those questions or some sources.
Is it okay to the work?
I would love it if you could bring that information to the work session. Would that be acceptable to you, Mr. Thompson?
Well, the only thing I want to clarify is the waste stream comes under Maine's waste discharge law. We have a license for that. And I will at the workshop explain how we do that. But we are under strict requirements for what we can discharge. That's handled by a whole other set of regulations that don't come under MUBEC.
Okay. Yeah, I would tell you that this committee is pretty used to MUBEC. We spent a lot of time on it in the last couple of years when we were trying to get specific, the new codes in. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Reckitt. I appreciate that. Senator Searway, could you also ask for information that you'd like to have at the work session?
Yes, I just wanted information where Mr. Thompson had mentioned about ventilation, and that kind of extended it from the sprinkler system. So I'm kind of, I was thinking if I was a neighbor of the residents and whatever, what they do for a filtration system and stuff that pour smells and odors and whatever. So I guess it's a little more complex because of that.
And keep in mind, that's covered by Maine site location and development law, which we do have that permit. Odor, noise, all those things are covered by the site law. They're not covered by MUBEC.
So, and my comment is if we could get the code enforcement officer maybe for the work session so we could ask a few questions.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get Rich McCarthy, who oversees MUBEC, which is what our decisions will be about. Thank you. Senator. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You'll get the information. We're meeting tomorrow to decide on next week's work session schedule, so you'll get that in your email. Okay. I am going to now open testimony to anyone here to testify in opposition to LD 1473?